On today's edition of Keeping It Real, Cam tells us about a Cold War-style escalation of Christmas lights that took place on his street, and wonders what's wrong with his neighbors.
There's a conflict growing in my neighborhood. A slow escalation, Cold War-esque. Outsiders wouldn't notice it, but those of us that live on our street, we've seen it. It's not been spoken of yet, but the behaviors are undeniable, and it involves Christmas lights. It began several years ago with a trip to Bellengrave Gardens south of Mobile. Their annual Christmas light show is well worth the time, and maybe even braving some frigid South Alabama temperatures, to wander through the gardens after dark and see the displays. And this comes from a guy who thinks most all aspects of Christmas are overrated. For a couple of hours, my family walks together, enjoying the lights, and the bickering between my kids drops by about 22% for those 2 hours. Now, across the great lawn in Bellengrave are a bunch of big tall trees with Christmas balls hanging from the branches. The trees are invisible since it's nighttime, but the big colorful balls of all sizes and colors make for beautiful views, and we stopped and stared for a while. Later that night when we came home, we found something similar online and ordered 5 outdoor ornamental Christmas balls. When they arrived, we hung them on a crepe myrtle outside the front door, plugged them in, and they were pretty. We were pleased. But about a week later, a neighbor had the same balls, but they had 6. So we ordered 2 more. Now at 7, they looked pretty, and we were pleased. 7 certainly looked better than our original 5, and a bit better than the 6 across the street. All's once again right in the world. We've reestablished order. Then another neighbor at the opposite end of the street hung 6 of the same balls. And their end of the street is where most of the traffic comes from. Everyone driving through would think that this neighbor originated the Christmas ball idea, and that we all copied them. Now, they say imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. That's junk. Imitation is the most craven form of unoriginality. So what'd we do? We ordered some more of these balls, and we hung them in the highest branches of a live oak out front we called Jimmy, so that anyone driving onto our street would see these balls high up in Jimmy as soon as they turned onto our street. I had a tall extension ladder at its very limit with me at the top and some distracted children at the bottom holding it in place. They were pretty, and we were pleased. Once again, we had order. Now, all of this makes me wonder, what is it about the holidays that makes people treat each other this way? If they see something they like, they steal the idea. What is it about the holidays that brings out a mean and vindictive side to people? I wish my neighbors would just loosen up a bit. Maybe try to keep things in perspective, you know? Maybe they should just let it go. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.